60. The founding of New Netherland. In 1621, the Dutch West India Company was founded. Its first object was trade, but it also was directed to advance the peopling of the American lands claimed by the Dutch. Colonists now came over. They settled at New Amsterdam on the southern end of Manhattan Island and also on the western end of Long Island. By 1628, there were 400 colonists in New Netherland, but the colony did not grow rapidly, so the company tried to interest rich men in the scheme of colonization by giving them large tracts of land and large powers of government. These great landowners were called patroons. Most of them were not very successful. Indeed, the whole plan was given up before long, and land was given to anyone who would come out and settle. 61. Kieft and the Indians, 1643-44. The worst of the early Dutch governors was William Kieft. He was a bankrupt and a thief who was sent to New Netherland in the hope that he would reform. At first, he did well and put a stop to the smuggling and cheating which were common in the colony. Immigrants came over in large numbers, and everything seemed to be going on well when Kieft's brutality brought on an Indian war that nearly destroyed the colony. The Indians living near New Amsterdam sought shelter from the Iroquois on the mainland opposite Manhattan Island. Kieft thought it would be a grand thing to kill all these Indian neighbors while they were collected together. He sent a party of soldiers across the river and killed many of them. The result was a fierce war with all the neighboring tribes. The Dutch colonists were driven from their farms. Even in New Amsterdam, with its stockade, was not safe, for the Indians sometimes came within the stockade and killed the people in the town. When there were less than 200 people left in New Amsterdam, Kieft was recalled, and Peter Stuyvesant was sent as governor in his stead.